Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome to our / Entitled Parents, where this misogynistic granddad unfortunately ruins New Year's for this girl. My entitled grandfather wants me and my mum to spend New Year's serving him.
I know how you're going to spend New Year's, OP. You're going to spend New Year's in the kitchen.
I feel like crying. He's been in our house for the holidays since December the 10th. I'm a young girl that just wants to have fun like everyone else. While everyone else is going to be at parties, having a blast on New Year's Eve, I'm going to be stuck in the kitchen serving. This is so degrading and the worst holiday season ever. I thought he would leave after Christmas. I'm so sad. He kicked me out of my room. I've been sleeping on the couch since the 10th of December and he doesn't care. I have to ask permission to go into my own bedroom. I'm depressed. While everyone else will ring in 2022, I'll be ringing in 1922. I hate my life. This degrading kind of life is making me want to die. I mean, genuinely, guys, look, this may be a bit harsh, but in my opinion, people like this need to die. These opinions are so archaic and, you know, just horrible and so wrong. Like, I don't know why people still think these sort of things. I feel like people born nowadays, my generation, younger generations, have never, ever thought these things. They're just ridiculous. So the only way that I can see the world improving is wait for all the old people to die who have these stupid opinions. And then young people like you and me come up and we're better than that, you know? Sounds good to me. Unfortunately, people like OP have to suffer in the short term, but long term, hopefully this sort of opinion just dies out. I mean, look, probably easier said than done, but if you and your mum can just kick him out and forget about him, that'd be great. I imagine you can't do that, but hey, that'd be the ideal, that's for sure. All right, now moving on to our second story of today's episode. Got a cell phone for my 14th birthday. My sister freaked out that she didn't get one too and stole it every chance she got, then bedazzled it. This all started on my 14th birthday. My dad took a day off work to host a party, and all of my friends were invited over. We had fun playing video games, dancing to music, and eating junk food. Then came time for the presents. One of the presents from my dad was a brand new silver Game Boy Advance SP that had a copy of Golden Sun: The Lost Age with it. My sister looked upset because prior to that, she'd stolen a lot of money from me to buy her own Game Boy, and dad punished her for it and cut her allowance in half to pay the money back to me. She'd liked maliciously playing her Game Boy near me just to be petty and try and make me jealous, but it didn't work. And now I've got one too. That said, the true highlight of my 14th birthday was when my dad presented me with a Nokia cell phone that was all ready to use. He said I'd earned it for all the work I did for someone so young. I made my first call to his cell phone as a test right there and gleefully thanked dad for everything. My sister, though, looked noticeably upset after I got the phone. She was initially doing okay during the party until gifts were opened. As soon as I got the cell phone, she just frowned and stayed near evil Mama Bear, our mum. Then, after we finished with the gifts, it was time to eat cake. Normally, we ate cake before the presents, but that year, my dad was a bit more eager for me to open my gifts. When I was finally about to take my first bite of chocolate cake, my sister suddenly swatted the plastic fork right out of my hand and then knocked the plate I was eating from off the table, then just ran out of the room. Dad got me another slice of cake and my parents ended up arguing. Apparently, my sister had really been wanting a cell phone, and me getting one for my birthday triggered her. So my mother had the idea that my sister and I should just share the phone instead. Not quite sure how that would work, okay. But dad refused to allow that and said it was mine and that I'd earned it. And if my sister wanted one sooner, then my mum could buy it and pay for the phone plan herself. That made her yell at him some more and storm out herself. And instead of punishing my sister for the tantrum she had, my mum just got her some ice cream and they didn't bother me for the rest of the party. A few days later, before school, I noticed my cell phone was missing. I asked my entitled mum and my sister if either of them had seen it, but both of them brushed me off and said that I'd probably lost it. So, I got the house phone and called my own number. And when I heard it ringing, it was coming from my sister's backpack. My sister noticed this and tried to take off, but I stopped her by grabbing her backpack while she was wearing it. This made our mum come running to yell at me. I told her that my sister had taken my phone and I wanted it back, but my mum said that I was being dramatic. So I hit redial on the phone and my sister's backpack started ringing again. I then said I was going to call dad if my sister didn't give the phone back. Mum growled at me and then made my sister open her backpack. So I got the phone back, my sister called me a butthole and then just ran off. I pointed out to my mum the language that my sister had just used and she shrugged it off, saying that I was being a butthole. I asked her how and she just rolled her eyes and said a good big brother should share. A few days later, I couldn't find my phone again. My sister had taken it from its charger in the living room and ran off with it to hang out with her friends. I called my own phone, but the second my sister heard my voice, when she answered, she just hung up. I called back one more time, and she did the exact same thing. I was fuming. I knew my mother wouldn't have done anything about it, so I called dad at work. He was mad and said he'd handle it when he got home. That evening, when my dad and I got my phone back from my sister, we found she had bedazzled it with lots of colourful little plastic studs from a bedazzling kit that she had from Toys R Us. When dad took it back, she screamed that classic bratty, "It's mine!" line at him, then kicked him in the leg and ran off to cry in her room. Thankfully, all the bedazzling peeled right off and a little goo gone with some paper towels got rid of what was left of the sticker glue. Dad got in another fight with my entitled mum about the phone and what my sister did to it. My mum kept trying to say it was supposed to be a shared item, but dad reminded her that he got it for me and that my sister bedazzling it was just a way to try and claim it for herself. Now, this was anything but sharing. He told her the phone was mine to do with as I please, and if my sister wanted one so bad, then my entitled mum could buy one for her. End of discussion. Then, dad told me from then on, I was allowed to charge my phone in my room instead of in the living room like we'd originally arranged. My sister didn't like that, and I caught her trying to steal the phone from my room on more than one occasion. The first time, she snuck in early in the morning before I was awake, but I did wake up when she opened my door, and she froze like a deer in headlights for a moment when I turned my lamp on, and then she ran off. My sister did manage to get the phone and run off with it a few more times, and she used it to talk to her friends as much as she possibly could. This put the phone plan well over my paid minutes and really upped the bill. My dad was furious about that. My sister tried to say that I was the one who used up all the minutes, but I pointed out I usually only use the phone when I needed it. My evil mum tried to say it was no big deal, until my dad shoved the bill in her face and said that since it was no big deal, then she could pay the bill for letting my sister keep taking my phone. My mum flipped out after seeing the total and they went back to fighting. In the end, dad told my mum that if my sister ever pulled that rubbish again, then she would be paying for the bill. From that moment on, my entitled mum actually kept my sister from taking my phone, because she's always been a cheapskate and her own money was now involved in the matter. Anytime my sister did manage to get my phone again, my entitled mum always begrudgingly forced her to give it back. I don't really know if my sister ever did get her own cell phone as a teenager, because I moved out at 15 to live with my dad when my parents were divorcing. Yeah, your sibling is a total sorry to say, but it is true. Look, I've got a sister myself, and while she may be like this sometimes, it's a very rare occurrence, so credit to her. But yeah, if my sister was like this, my God, I would probably have to disown her. What a horrible, horrible girl. Now, Opie has actually said that this is a story from a long, long time ago, and he's actually said that, yeah, back then, clearly she was a bit of a dog, but now she's grown up and learned, so fair enough, she is quite young in the story. But the mum, on the other hand, no excuses. You're a mother, I mean, come on, you've got kids and you're still acting like this. Embarrassing, but hey, OP has called you evil mama bear for a reason. You're probably not the kindest soul.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now moving on to our final story of today's entitled Parents episode. My child is disabled. You have to let him sit at the bar. I, a 19-year-old woman, am a hostess in a large chain of Mexican restaurants. I've hosted before at another restaurant, so I know what I'm doing and how to generally handle customers who are being rude. I have my fair share of entitlement stories. It's a Sunday. It's lunchtime. There's an NFL game on TV, and the TVs are only in the bar. We are on wait, 15 to 30 minutes. The lobby is full, and so is the atrium. We've been asking people to wait either outside or in their cars, taking phone numbers to call people back. In walks an entitled mum with her son. Her son is probably no older than 16. The kid looks like he has mental issues. All's going well until I ask her for her phone number.
Well, why do you need that? It's private information, said the mum.
Mum, it's very crowded in here. We need you to wait outside or in your car. The number is so I can call you when a table opens up.
Well, I'm parked in a handicapped spot. I need my husband to help me back out.
I nod, and before I get the number, she walks away to the bar. Her husband walks in, and the entitled mum flags him down, shoots me the smuggest look, and says, "Take us off the list. We're sitting at the bar." Now, I live in a state where there are two places in a bar. The cocktail area, which is kid-friendly, and the actual bar, which is not kid-friendly. The entitled mum and her family are sitting in the bar, not the cocktail area. So, my petty self gets the bartender. I tell her, "Hey, you see that lady over there? She was terribly rude, and her son is definitely underage. Could you card him?" The bartender grins and says, "Oh yes, absolutely, I can do that." A few minutes later, I hear the entitled mum shriek,
"He's disabled! You have to let him sit here with us!"
The bartender calmly tells her that there's cocktail seating for families with kids.
"But there's no room!"
Then she'll have to go to the hostess and get on the list. The entitled mum stomps over.
"It's been 15 minutes. Get me a table."
I have the pleasure of smiling at her and saying in my most pleasant customer service voice, "I'm sorry, mom, but since you asked to be removed, you're no longer on the list. It'll be 30 minutes. Can I get a name and a phone number?" The look of rage on her face fueled me all day as she stomped out, husband and son in tow. I just love stories like this. A little bit of malicious compliance, but you know exactly what you're doing here, OP. Like, they've taken themselves off the list themselves. Therefore, it's nothing on you. It's not your fault. They can't have a go at you for doing it. They've actively asked you in a roundabout way to do it. And therefore, when you tell them that the only way to get back on the list is to be back on the list, they can't complain. Take your medicine, get back on the list, 30-minute waiting time, give me a phone number, you clown. Because look, I imagine it'd be very tempting in this situation to kind of, you know, go all guns blazing and go off on this customer and get angry and say, "No, you can't be here. Your kid's underage. You're being horrible anyway." But by doing it this way and staying polite, it's just much more satisfying because the customer can't get annoyed at you. Like, you've done your job and you've stuck to the rules. There's a limit to what they can say. Rather than getting into a shouting match for no reason with an entitled person, just stick to the rules, but do it in a good way, if you know what I mean. Perfectly. Like this. Brilliant. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/entitledparents. I really hope you've enjoyed this one. If you did and you want to see another video just like this one, then click this one on screen. If you are new to the channel and you haven't already done so, consider subscribing. It's totally free and you'll love it. Trust me, I've done it on all my other accounts and you should too. Hope YouTube aren't watching. Anyway, see you guys all tomorrow with a brand new video, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.